Hi, my name is Gamal Abdel Nasser, and I'm the grandson of the late Egyptian president Gamal Abdel Nasser, who was the leader of the 1952 Egyptian Revolution and the second president of the Arab Republic of Egypt. President Nasser stood firm against colonialism. In fact, it was one of the main reasons for the formation of the Free Officers Movement, which led the Egyptian Revolution. The 23rd of July Revolution in Egypt was perhaps the spark that started the wave of African and Arab rebellions against their colonized leadership. It's also worth noting that the nationalization of the Suez Canal and the events that followed sent ripples in the region that the colonizing powers are no longer able to remain in power, and that an international order has been put in place by a bigger rising power, the United States. The US is in itself a former colony that gained independence from Britain and was now in the position to dethrone Britain from its colonies by simply voicing its disapproval to the international community at the United Nations. Since the last wave of independence and decolonization in the 1950s and 60s, we have seen a pattern of having American troops in the region, having a strong military presence in the mainland of the far side of the Atlantic, relatively, of course. So far, every recent American military campaign in the region has been associated with a new oil and gas management plan, with examples of the Second Gulf War and Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya, Syria, etc. Having boots on the ground is more characteristic of an offensive operation rather than a defensive one. Current claims of the United States to the Gaza Strip is certainly a suspicious claim, for example. It is well known in the region that the Mediterranean basin is rich in natural gas, and Gaza is certain to contain an abundance of it beneath the rubbles. The notion that America could just own a sovereign territory further adds to the suspicion that there is a strong neo-colonial tendency on the part of the United States and its old colonial allies. Thank you for listening, and see you next time here on RT.